For 4 days, experts and ECOWAS ministers of Agriculture, Environment, Science and Technology discussed the issues surrounding the use of biotechnology in farming. Though it has been shown to increase agricultural production, some fear it could harm the environment. It is also costly, requiring expensive research. In a communique issued at the end of the meeting, the ministers came down strongly in support of using biotechnology. The communique said it will improve productivity, make the farming sector more competitive, and ensure sustainable management of natural resources. But the communique also stressed that safety measures should be put in place both at the national and regional levels as part of the implementation process. Masen Waloze is from the West and Central African Council for Agriculture Research and Development, an umbrella organization that coordinates agricultural research for West and Central Africa.
First and foremost, we had to establish biosafety mechanisms so that the countries can have a kind of framework on biosafety to be used in ensuring that the technology that we are trying to introduce, the technologies are all very safe. I mean, there is no technology that has no risk, but they have safety systems. So what we're trying to do is assure people that these technologies have risk and we have to put in place safety mechanisms.
Waloze says to take advantage of the development in biotechnology, ECOWAS hopes to get financial support from regional development partners and from other sources.
We are thinking of a regional approach, given the fact that this technology is expensive, but we know we need it. So how can we pull our resources together to make sure that we're able to use this particular tool? It's not going to be very easy. We expect our development partners to come to our aid. We expect the governments of the various countries gathered here to also mobilize at least some resources.
The agriculture sector in West Africa faces a number of challenges. Among them are severe weather conditions and inadequate infrastructure, including poor transportation and storage facilities. Some say those issues needed to be addressed instead of adopting modern biotechnology. But Ernest Debra, Ghana's Minister of Agriculture, says a comprehensive approach is being used.
We are doing so many things concurrently to ensure that we move forward. So it's not a question of we are doing nothing about the basics. We are doing something about free flow of goods and services. We are doing something about a common agricultural policy. What is so important about what we are doing is that we are now doing all these things as a sub-region.
But the communique is only the first step. It is now up to the ECOWAS heads of state to implement it. FM Duvi for VOA News, Accra.